Blog Talk Radio.
Making my own dreams come true, one happily ever after at a time.
Hi, and welcome back. It's Becky. Today, our guest is scheduled to be Stephanie Jones, who is one half of the writing team that publishes together as Alicia Hunter Pace. I see her on the line now, so I'm going to go ahead and connect Stephanie over. Hold on one moment. Hi, Stephanie.
Hey, Becky. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Oh, that's good to hear. So before we get started, I want to make sure I have a question, and I wanted to make sure that I remembered to ask you.
Yes.
So I know that you are one half of the writing team that's known as Alicia Hunter Pace.
That's right.
And I wondered, how does that work? How does having a writing partner work?
That's our number one
question. I'm very curious. Yes, I'm very, very curious. Like, do you break down chapters? Like, are you the odds and she's the evens? Or
no, ma'am. There are a lot of – we have talked to a lot of writing partners through the years because, you know, we are interested in how other people do it. But we do it very differently than anyone we have ever talked to. I do not actually sit down in front of a computer and write any chapters or words at all. I am definitely the plot driver. So at the beginning of a book, we sit down and we talk about all the ways that we can hurt our hero and heroine, or, you know, and then make them happy in the end. We talk about their backgrounds. We talk about a lot of things that never end up in the book. And then we have a Michael Haig screenwriting chart that we have adapted for us to use for romance writing so that, you know, we have a common language. And we sit there and we plot the book, the high points of the book. You know, we know what our black moment's going to be. We don't always know exactly the resolution because I'm a plotter, but my writing partner is 100% pantser. So that was a surprise to me because she and I had worked on a lot of things through the years, and she had always been very methodical as well, like me. So I was very surprised in this partnership to realize that she just wanted to fly out by the seat of her pants. But it worked out great because after we leave that first session, you know, we have like points A, B, C, D, and usually in the middle where a lot of people sag, what we like to do is we come back together and we really talk about and make sure that we're not sagging and that our pace is on track, and then, you know, talk about by that point we do have, you know, a pretty solid idea of the resolution. So, but when we're writing, every week after Jean writes all week, she sends me pages. You know, in the beginning it might just be 5 or 6 pages. But I read them, every single word. I mean, like, and we have a conversation, and, you know, we go through it, and I obviously find typos or things like that. But we also talk about, you know, and sometimes it's just simple phrases, or I think it needs to be, you know, a but instead of an and. I mean, you know, we talk about it all. And then that's how we create our story. So, you know, so it's real different than most people who, like, one person writes a section or a chapter, you know, but, you know, it's just an art's really good for us because when she wrote on her own, her stories did not have much of a plot. But when I write on my own, there's not enough characterization and world building because I'm all about the action. So together we think that each one has the worst job. And then I also handle – you know, I also handle the business side of things. I mean, not that she doesn't help and, you know, wouldn't do anything I ask her to, but, you know, like I manage the newsletter and we're self-publishing some things now, and so I'm the project manager on that, you know, working it through the different folks that we have on our team. So, you know, but really we truly do feel like it's the perfect match for us.
So now do you guys live close enough to do this in person? Like,
We do. We live a little farther apart now. than when we started. But now, you know, that said, the wonder of electronics is, you know, we do a lot electronically. And then when we're usually in the, you know, writing the book, she sends me, like I said, the pages every week. And like I said, in the beginning, it might be 5 or 6. And then as the book picks up momentum, you know, it might be 20 or 30. But whatever it is, Friday afternoon at the close of business is what I get. And
okay.
then, you know, but so we do, you know, we do that on the phone. But we live about 2 hours apart now. When we started writing, we were only about an hour apart. But, you know, we do live close enough. Sometimes we go to each other's house and kind of make a social thing out of it. We have a plot group that lives closer to her. So I go up there a few times a year, you know, and we work with her. Usually we'll have a day where we work on our own and then a day where we work with the plot group, so plotting group. So, you know, I know it doesn't work. It probably would never work for anybody else, but it really does work for us. We're writing, I think we just sent our 24th book to our agent. So, you know, so it's obviously
that's
working
amazing.
Yeah. But that is the number one question.
Literally just amazed by that. Yeah. Well, for me, writing is a particularly solo endeavor, you know, and
yes.
for you guys, it
yes.
sounds exactly the opposite, that it's more of a social.
It is, but now my writing partner, Jean, she is very much the introvert. I mean, we joke, we were for years members of RWA, and we go to a conference, you know, we'd be in a room with 100 people, and she would just be drained when we got back to the hotel room, and I would be all jazzed up, like, you know, I was pulling energy from people, and they were draining her. You know, so it really does work out great where she gets to sit and do the solo writing, you know, for hours, which
right.
I could never do. And I get to be all like this, social and talking to people. I talked to somebody from a book club last night. And, you know, so not that, you know, she doesn't enjoy things like that. But she just, you know, she's a lot more introverted. So, you know, it really does play to both of our strengths.
It sounds like it's an amazing partnership, a once-in-a-lifetime kind of lightning-in-a-bottle situation, to be honest.
Well, we think so. I mean, we really do feel that way. We
yeah.
feel like we are very blessed and very, you know, lucky. I mean, don't get me wrong. We work real hard at the relationship, and it sometimes has growing pains, and we often have, you know, communication problems, especially when we're going through a change of things, you know, like we're changing a system or something like that. But, I mean, you know, we never really fight about the stories, but the biggest discussion we've ever had was about using a cuss word because she wanted to use it and I didn't want to. So
was it like a bad curse word?
Well, I didn't think so. I didn't want it in the book because I wanted my mom and my minister's wife to be able to read our books. I mean, you know. We have some sex,
right.
but it fits in the story, you know. And I just felt like this cuss word was gratuitous, and I didn't think it fit. And so we went back and forth for, I mean, weeks. I mean, not in an argumentative way, just in every time we'd do pages, we'd kind of talk about it. And what's ironic about that, Becky, is in real life, I cuss a whole lot more than she does. So, you know, if you were going to expect one of us to have an issue, you would expect it to be her. So finally what we came up with, and then we have used this system in all of our other books, if I don't like a cuss word and I can find a better word to fit there, then she'll use it. But she's not going to have to spend any time looking for a different word for me. And sometimes I can find better words, and sometimes I can't, in which case I have to default to what she's written. But, you know.
And sometimes you just got to cuss.
That's right, you know. And some characters are a little rougher and lend themselves a little more to that. When we got into, we have a we write interconnected series. So, like, when I say a series, you know, it's like some of the same characters, but we kind of break it up in the way we think about it. They're set in different towns. but the characters are kind of interconnected, like somebody's cousin, you know, lives in a different town. So, but when we started our hockey series, those guys, they talk pretty rough, those hockey players.
Yeah, they do.
You said your characters, you know, influence that too. But really, as long as we've been doing this, we started about 07. And as many books as we've written, and we've written for a couple of different publishers and published some of our own, for that to have really been our worst disagreement, I think is pretty miraculous.
I do too. Now, yeah, with the two of you going back and forth the way that you do when you're writing one of your books, do you find that editing is easier? Like,
Probably. Yeah, we've probably talked about
it. Okay, so I know, I'll work on something for, I mean, months, years even, and I'm so happy with it, and I'll send it off to the publisher because it's ready, and it comes back just full of red, and it's hard to feel like, wow, this book must be crap. Like, look at all these changes.
Right.
But I'm wondering if with the two of you countering one another and balancing each other out and having that second set of eyes on the written product before it's getting sent,
I was like,
do you guys have less red?
we had always had, you know, and possibly because, you know, I mean, we know that we have fewer copy errors because of that. There's just two sets of eyes. And Jean's husband, Ken, proofs a lot for us, too. I mean, we use professional, you know, we use both a developmental editor and a copyright editor. But, you know, Ken and I and Jean, our eyes are all on it. I mean, there are times when we've been jammed up and he hasn't had a chance to do it. But you know, I'm also, as she's writing it, I'm kind of checking against the plot. And we have a word budget because we have run way over. So we kind of came up with about how many words. And we think of it like a budget. Like, we think that this part would be about 5,000 words, and this part would be about 10,000 words, you know, based on what part of the story it is. And so I'm kind of monitor that as we go along, too, so that in the end, ideally, the editor doesn't have a lot to cut. But I will say that we each have some things to learn in our personal life, and this last book we turned into our agent, it got back the Sea of Red. I mean, it looked like the Red Sea, and it was just like you thought, just like you said. Because we did not normally have that experience. We were like a little freaked out. I mean, at one point, each of us said to the other, oh, my gosh, you're just going to have to look at this. I can't even, you know, I can't even.
Yeah.
Right now. We were working
that,
it together one
that
day.
That moment is.
Like, yeah.
That moment when you're looking at your revised draft or the revision requests, really, it's overwhelming.
It is.
And
that was an unusual experience for us, too. I mean, I don't know, but, you know, we had talked to our agent, and we wanted this book to go a different direction, so I think that was part of it. You know, we were kind of in the groove to write our thing, and now we're wanting to kind of branch out and do something a little different, so I think, you know, that kind of affected it, too. But that said, we really, really think, and this is what we try to keep in mind, that before our agent was our agent, she was an editor, and, you know, she's really good. And so we had faith in that, and it really did turn out to be a much better product. But you're right, man, during the slogging through it, it was a nightmare. In fact, we both said we're going to be really careful writing this next book because we don't want to go through that again.
Oh, no, Stephanie, I just got the notice from the studio that we are down to 60 seconds. It goes so fast. It does.
Okay.
So I just want to make – and it cuts off at the end of the call very abruptly.
Okay.
So I wanted to make sure I have a chance to thank you for talking to me today.
Well, thank you. This has been awesome. Listen, anytime.
Isn't this fun? I love it. I love
this
it so
great.
Much.
Yeah.
And it was such – and it was such a spur of the moment. Like, you know what? I'm going to try this thing and see if it works. And
yeah,
I set it up
awesome.
For every other week because I didn't know if I would have very many people that wanted to do it. And I'm literally booked up for the rest of this calendar
year.
That's
right. That's right. Well, listen, and Becky, if you ever just have somebody who cancels at the last minute, you feel free to ping me because I can chat about writing all day, any day.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much.
Thank you for giving me this
and listeners.
It was fun visiting.
It was fun. Listeners, there is information, links, bio, the newsletter sign up where you can get a free book, all associated with the link to this that will appear on social media shortly after we hang up.